Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
No.
This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Creepy presents The Holders Series, Number 31, The Holder of Silence. Do not speak. Do not sigh. Shut down any sound-making device. Smash it if you must. Send away your friends and family. Never see them again. And smother that damn dog. Shoot the neighbors. They want to break it. The silence. Hear it? Pure and golden, all for you. There will be no clamor, no gasping or struggling, so long as you maintain the silence. Walk to the Institute. Make no noise, and let no others blast and blare through your silence. Their fists and guns and bullets must not stop you. They must not break the silence. When you reach the Institute, hand the desk worker a blank piece of paper, and they will understand. You will be taken deep into the Institute. All the while, bask in your silence, crushing you, maddening you. It wants to destroy you, so that you may be part of it. Hear that? The blood rushing through your veins? That must be silent. Tear out the noisy heart, for it has offended and must be cast aside. Continue walking. You must walk. And be surrounded by the silence. Bring up walls and cages to defend the silence. Create punishments for those who would break it. When you reach your cell, you may once more speak, but you will not want to. You will simply wish to maintain the silence. Have it surround you. Be near you. Hold it for a while. Because that silence is Object 31 of 538. It must not be broken. Number 32. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask for something called the Holder of the Speed. The worker should become motionless. Look around yourself. If everything else became motionless, you are on the right path. If you are not, no one shall know of your demise. This will make it all the worse. You will notice that moving around and breathing will become gradually, but increasingly, difficult. This is expected, for the air slowly becomes motionless. You should explore carefully the halls surrounding you, thinking about your first great failure. But be aware that, if you take too long, you will suffocate. Your objective is to find a child who still moves amidst all the surrounding statuesque shapes. The child will approach you with a ball. Hand it over to you. Pay attention to how the ball is held. The child will then declare, "You're it." and then run outside the room, always giggling. What you will have to do is return the ball. Careful to not be fooled by the voice echoing within the halls, for wasted time means you're closer to death by asphyxiation. As time passes, the air will become harder to cut through, requiring greater strength. Warmth will slowly leave your body. Droplets of water will pierce your skin. Most likely, you will be blinded, deafened, and similarly mutilated during this chase. Vision will be impaired as everything slowly darkens, as even light itself is eventually reaching a stop. It is certain that you will find the child in one of the hallways, under a beam of light. It could be coming from a window, a lamp, or any similar light source. You should return the ball in the same way it was given to you, and attempt to escape, giving continuity to the game. If you succeeded, the air won't be heavy anymore. You will notice every place you ran past will be damaged to some degree, depending on where you finished your ordeal. You may have to give many explanations to the facility's administration, and somehow avoid imprisonment. If you failed, the child will once again hand you the ball as soon as you reached. He will then again declare, "You're it," and dash through the corridors. You will probably die, pierced by the air's humidity and suffocated, before you can reach the infant a second time. Your newfound agility is Object 32 of 538. Mentioning the child to others will earn you at first scorn and ridicule. To mention him a second time is to invite your demise at the hands of everyone in earshot, if you're lucky. Number 33, the Holder of Wind. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask to visit someone who calls himself the Holder of the Wind. The receptionist will then walk off as if you weren't even there. Follow the receptionist. After 5 minutes of what seems like aimless walking, the receptionist will begin to whistle. If it is a tune you recognize, then continue to follow. If you do not recognize the song, try to remember the better times of your life, as from there out, you will know nothing but the endless pain of your own personal hell. If you find yourself humming along to the tune, the receptionist will turn to you and point you to a room on your left. Enter the room. Inside is a wide prairie filled with endless knee-high grass. The first thing you will notice is a warm, gentle breeze playing over your face. In the distance, you will hear a faint whispering sound. If you do not hear the whisper, run out the door and close it behind you, or the peaceful prairie will become your final resting place. If the whisper persists, close the door, and it will disappear. Follow the whisper as best you can. After a few steps, a young man will rise out of the grass, clothed in simple farm clothes. This man knows only the answer to one question. What carried them away? The man will tell you a lazy tale. A story filled with illusion and deception, dulled by his accent. You will start to become tired and may want to lie down and sleep for a while in the comfy grass. But do not, for if you do, you will never awaken from your slumber. Once the man is done rambling, he will ask you a question. Do you really want it? The laziness induced by the scenery will make you want to say no, but resist and take the wind chimes he offers you. The door you came in will then appear in front of you, allowing you to live in peace. These chimes are Object 33 of 538. When the wind causes these chimes to sound, another object is near. Number 34. The Holder of Oblivion. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask to visit someone who calls himself the Holder of Oblivion. If the attendant stares at you and swallows audibly, follow him to a room deep within the building, far deeper than you thought possible. The attendant will open the door and give you a fearful look. If you are brave, enter the room. If you are craven, flee now. Inside the room, there is only a chair. Sit down in it. If at any time you begin to feel fear, get up and leave. You are still free to escape. If you choose to stay, you must sit and wait until the lights in the room flicker. Do not stand. Do not get up. If you are not sitting down when the lights flicker, then you will plummet into the void between worlds, a meal for its grotesque denizens. When the lights flicker, you must shut your eyes immediately. Gazing upon the void will destroy your mind. Only when you hear a man clear his throat may you open your eyes. You will be in a dark dungeon, bound to a chair by a web of ebony chains. Surrounding you will be heads impaled upon blood-soaked pikes, and standing before you will be a man wearing an executioner's uniform. Stare him in the eyes. Do not move your gaze, and do not show even the slightest tinge of fear, for if you do, he will add your head to his collection. The only thing you may speak without being beheaded is the question, what will they bring? The executioner will laugh an inhuman laugh, and then the impaled heads will begin to speak. They will speak of horrors, of executions, of their individual ends. But you must not move your gaze from the executioner, or you too will be speaking of your death. Eventually, he will speak of his own end, of what they brought to him. When he finishes, he will remove his cowl, revealing a skeleton's face. With a cackle, he will wave his hands and the world will plunge into darkness. When the light returns, you will be sitting peacefully in the lobby of the institution. In your lap will be the executioner's cowl. That cowl is Object 34 out of 538. Number 35. The Holder of Fear. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask to visit someone who calls himself the Holder of Fear. If the time is right, the attendant will lead you to a closet with no floor. With a malicious grin, the worker will shove you into the hole and close the door. As you fall through the abyss, you cannot feel any fear. If you do, you will immediately hit the spike-ridden bottom of the pit and meet a gruesome death. If you remain resolute, your fall will eventually slow and stop, leaving you in a room soaked in darkness. Into the darkness, you must speak only one thing. What is their weapon? Immediately, the room will be illuminated. Surrounding you will be everything that you fear. And in the center will be a creature who will take the appearance of your greatest fear. Not even once can you flinch or shrink away from this creature, or it will dismember you in the most painful way possible. You must stare at your greatest fear while it tells you its story in excruciating detail. It will tell you of all the fears in the world, from the tiniest to the greatest, in all of their horribleness. When it is finished, the creature will ask you what you fear. Now you must confess all of your fears to the creature, without looking around the room. If you miss even one, you will be consumed by your own terror, leaving nothing but a shell remaining. If you confess all of your fears, the creature will scream, and the scream will send you hurtling through the wall behind you. When you stop moving, you will be across from the closet you entered earlier, and in the closet will be a mirror. That mirror is object 35 of 538. It reflects your greatest fear, and that is their weapon. Number 36, the Holder of Faith. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or religious institution you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, close your eyes and ask to visit someone who calls himself the Holder of Faith. The worker will look at you in abstract confusion, shake his head, and go back to his work. If you wait for 3 full minutes, he will sigh and walk you to a custodian's closet. He will lead you inside and lock you there. The door will not open, and it will be pitch black. Slowly the darkness will begin to describe, in the brightest of white words, in a language you have never read and voices you have never heard, speaking the foulest blasphemies your body can withstand. Should the soliloquy ever stop, fall to your knees and clasp your hands, screaming every prayer you know. If the writing does not continue, curse the God that has put you into existence. If the writing does continue, stand quickly and race down the tunnel. There the tunnel will open up into a large dome, and you will see a young girl in white, staring at you with her hair fallen down into her face. Do not look at your hands, or they will peel the flesh from your bones. She will respond to only one question. Why do they fear? She will look up to you, and her mouth will blurt out every wrong that has ever occurred in the name of a God, and some that you must believe happened beyond your reality. She will then fall to the ground, screaming in horrible agony, as she is consumed by a white flame. That ash is object 36 of 538. Number 37, the Holder of Confusion. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask to visit someone who calls himself the Holder of Confusion. The worker will initially ignore you, but if you wait for 1 full minute, she will rise and motion for you to follow her. After following her down a series of dimly lit hallways, you will come to a dead-end corridor with no doorways. The worker will motion to the end of the hallway and promptly leave you without a word. You must walk to the end of the hallway without speaking a word. Once you reach the end, place your hands upon the wall to reveal that it is an illusion which you may walk through. If you are scared or unsure of what is behind the wall when you step through, or have any doubts at all, you will simply walk off of the plane of existence forever, never to be heard from again. But if you believe in yourself and believe answers lie beyond the wall, when you step through, you will appear in a bright white room with many paths. Some lead into the distance, others appear to lead nowhere at all. Yet others appear to defy understanding and lead to suffering that only the most damnable of all souls can comprehend. The path you seek is the one that lies ahead of you. It appears to continue on for eternity. While walking, you must say nothing, no matter how long the trip appears to take. and should the room begin to darken halfway through your trip down the path, your only option is to sit down and weep silently, for you are now nothing more than nourishment for the most grotesque and cursed demon of them all. However, if the room remains an almost unfathomably perfect white, your trip down the path will be without peril, and you will safely come to a door. At this point, you need do nothing, as the door opens to you to reveal a room which appears an impossibility. It is not big, but not small, not lit, but not dark. It appears to be everything and nothing. Equals and opposites are meaningless in this room. It is said that most who enter are driven to a maddening insanity and begin to claw their own flesh off, or disembowel themselves with their bare hands, all while laughing maniacally. Never dying, this will be their fate for eternity. Should you manage to not be driven to insanity, you will notice a nondescript figure standing in the center of the madness. It appears to be human, yet at the same time, something much more hellish. You will not be able to comprehend this entity visually, but you must not repulse it at sight, nor can you say anything to it. It will begin to speak to you many events, some of which you know are true, others you know are lies, some which you are unsure of. The entity will become increasingly agitated that you are ignoring its nonsense. You must refrain from saying anything at all until the entity falls silent briefly and then asks, "What would you do if they were all brought together?" To this, you must very firmly reply, "Everything that you would do, including what you wouldn't." The entity will stare at you blankly for a moment. If it doesn't believe you, it will simply walk away and leave you there, forever in darkness. If it does believe you, however, it will reach its hand out and give you a small, seemingly immaterial glowing object. This is the beast's resolve. That is Object 37 of 538. Number 38, the holder of accuracy. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the receptionist's desk, ask to visit someone who calls themselves the holder of accuracy. Should a look of terror and sorrow fall over the receptionist's face, they have found you, and no amount of running will save you. However, if their face shows an expression of excitement and disbelief, you've come to the right place. They will take you to the nearest door and open it for you. You must walk through the doorway exactly 3 seconds after they open it. No more, no less. After walking through, the receptionist will close and lock the door behind you. You will find that you are now standing in a firing range, with spots taken on either side of you as far as you can see. The people who take these spots are seekers that have failed. They are doomed to an eternity of thoughtless enslavement, unable to summon enough free will to end their own lives with a weapon so tantalizingly close at hand. Take the one open slot that is directly in front of you. You will notice that there is a rifle conveniently placed on a nearby table. As soon as you pick it up, a target will appear at the end of the firing range. You will have 5 rounds, and you must hit the center of the target with each of them. If you miss the first shot, the seeker to your left will put their gun to your head and pull the trigger. If you hit the first time but then miss another shot, you will join the seekers that have failed in their mindless stupor. If you manage to hit the bullseye all 5 times, however, the firing range will disappear, and you will find yourself in an empty black void, standing before a man dressed in a black trench coat and a dark brown fedora. But you will not be able to see his face. This is the holder. If he is smoking a cigar, then he does not find you worthy of continuing your journey, and will shove you into the void to fall for eternity. If he is smoking a cigarette, then he believes you are capable of progress. He will beckon for you to speak. You must ask him, "How many people tried to stop them?" He will then tell you in great detail how many people tried to stop the objects from being lost, how many rounds were fired, how many battles were fought, how many wars were started, among other things. Don't worry, few have gone insane from this information. The man will then hand you the rifle you used in the firing range. Any round that you load into this rifle will never spread and will always shoot where you aim. The man will give you a respectful nod and walk into the void. You will feel a strong gust of air, and then you will find yourself standing in front of the place you call home. That rifle is Object 38 of 538.
For more information on this podcast, including how to submit your own story for consideration, please visit creepypod.com. You can also follow us at CreepyPod on social media and YouTube. All stories told on this podcast are done so through Creative Commons Sharealike licensing or with written consent from the authors. No portion of this podcast may be rebroadcast or otherwise distributed without the express written consent of the Creepy Podcast production team and the story's author.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.